Well, good evening. Let's turn to Romans chapter number 8 this evening. Romans chapter 8. Good to see all of you here. Good to have the Bible clubs working and running and have the kids come by and learn about Jesus. Each and every time we meet with the youth, I'm amazed at the amount of Bible that they have retained over the year already. And it's just pleasing to know that they have a desire to know more about Jesus, and I enjoy spending time with them. Romans chapter 8, verse number 38. I don't guess this is what somebody might call a sermon or not. I don't know. It may turn into one while we're here, but I'm just thinking about this verse today and reading it, and these two verses. And sometimes I think we read verses like this and so many times in our Christian life that it just becomes secondhand. I mean, sometimes it doesn't do much for us. And so I wanted to kind of read this here portion of Scripture and then go through the Bible and show you why this one here is so, you know, to give us just that yay and amen, because God said so type thing. So Romans chapter 8, verse 38, the Bible says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And Paul said there, "I am persuaded." Now, I'll be honest with you, there's times in my life, and probably your life as well, that we're not fully persuaded. It says a lot of stuff here. You know, it says death. I remember my brother, when I got the phone call from my sister-in-law, my brother had been crushed underneath that car. At that time, I don't know that sitting there, I remember I was on the tractor. I was on the backhoe and got that call a couple months ago. And just sit there, it's like, I wasn't completely at that moment when I got the call. Matter of fact, when the call came up on my phone, I saw who it was. Immediately, I knew it was bad news. My sister-in-law's never called. She's called my wife, but she's never called my phone. The whole time they've been married, when I meet her, I saw it. I wasn't completely persuaded. You know, like the Bible says that nothing will separate us from the love of God. But that moment when I got that call, I was like, wow. You know, it's just and no life, nor angels, nor principalities. Well, I tell you, government's not going too well right now, is it? I'm not truly persuaded that you know, our government believes that there is a God anymore. Well, we're subject to them. We're supposed to be, whether they're heathen or pagan or God-fearing. It's amazing. God doesn't give us an option whether or not we're going to subject ourselves to him. Maybe he just said pray. But sometimes I'm not persuaded. You hear about these rulings that come out from government, you know, the laws they pass. So you hear about senators and congressmen and governors that make decisions, judges that sit on the bench, and you're like, wow, Lord, waver a little bit. Paul said, I am persuaded. I am persuaded. Nor powers, nor things present. I'll tell you, some of our lives right now in the present just ain't what it should be in our mind, is it? I mean, it's just like right now, the present. I mean, right now. I mean, yesterday was pretty good. 6-7 years ago was pretty good. But right now it's kind of scary for some of us, isn't it? Things going in our life and things happening and, you know, decisions that kids are making, that you know, our children. The present, right now. Paul said, I'm I am persuaded. Now, things to come. I don't know what's going on tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. I have no idea what's going to happen come election month, next month, what's going to happen. I don't know. What's going to happen? The things that are coming, it's just scary. Paul said, I am persuaded. I don't know about you, but there's times in my life I'm not persuaded. Now look at this list. This is some serious stuff. But Paul said, I am persuaded. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we read these verses, we get these verses, we memorize them, we hear them, they're very familiar. These are familiar verses. How many here has never heard that verse read? I think everybody here would have to say, I've heard this verse. This verse, this here passage is familiar to me. What does the old saying say? I don't know if it's old or not, but the saying says, familiarity breeds what? Some of these verses that are so familiar to us, I wonder if they have that power, sharper than any two-edged sword, says God about his word. Piercing, finds, I mean, it gets down there where the joint, the marrow, the bone, and it cuts into the and discerns between the thought and intent. And the word of God gets down in there. And sometimes I think, whoa. I think sometimes we see John 3:16, and we say, wow. And we quote it as we see it. It just doesn't move us. I'm not persuaded. I don't know what it is. I'm just telling you where I was at. And so I did a little research, a little digging. I want to see this. I want to know about our God. I want some confirmation on how Paul was able to be persuaded. And I said, well, how was Paul? Paul was a Pharisee. Pharisees knew what? They knew the Old Testament, knew the law. They knew it was there. They knew the Word of God. So when Paul got saved out of that, knowing the law became a blessing to him. It was no longer a way for salvation. It wasn't no longer, if I do these things and do this, I'm going to be acceptable in God's eyes. I'm going to be righteous. I'm going to keep the law. It became one that says, wow, that is what the law, that is what it's saying. Wow, it became Paul's schoolmaster. And he says here, I am persuaded. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter number 1. And we're going to see how in the world Paul was so persuaded. He wasn't, I'm persuaded God's going to provide 3 meals a day. That wasn't there. I'm persuaded that God's going to give me a house and a place to rest and some clothes and raiment. That wasn't there. That was some serious stuff we just read about. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 30. I'm just, to be honest with you, I am so glad when God commentates on his own verses. That I don't have to run. Listen, I've got a shelf over there of commentaries. And I get them down sometimes. I do. I get them down, look at them. Sometimes after I look at them, I'm confused. I'm more confused than I was before I looked at it. I'm like, what in the world is this guy trying to say here? I said, Lord, I need a verse. I need you to tell me. And God brings verses and he shows me verses and brings verses about to confirm and commentate and to bring affirmation from his word. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, the first chapter of Deuteronomy, verse number 30, the Bible says there, the Lord your God, which goeth before you. You know why Paul was persuaded? You know why Paul was persuaded in all these things? And what death, nor life, nor angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, because he knew God was before him. And so think about this. I've got a book over there. It's called Point Man. And in the book, it's about the husband. It's about the man of the house. It's about him being the point man. It's about him getting out there in front and you know, testing for time, for landmines and for bombs, and taking bullets and directing and guiding his family. It's taken from a military standpoint, where they have that point man, you know, in a squad when they go out to do a patrol. There's somebody out there. He's basically the one that's going to take it first, the point man. He's out there. God doesn't work that way. There's no E6 staff sergeant lined up back here and says, "Hey, corporal, get out there. You're on point today." God says, "I'm on point. Follow me."
Amen.
He's before me. You know why Paul was persuaded? Because he knew God was before him. I wonder if that's where God is in your mind. I think if we can look out there and see danger, and we see God going through that, just directly walking through there and say, "Hey, follow me," we become more persuaded. We understand this verse a little bit more. It's appointed a man wants to die. I don't know about you, dear friend. It's not the death that bothers me. It's the how it's going to come type thing that bothers me. You know, I'm like, "Lord, I know you just said everybody's going to die." It's just how. That bothers some folks. Living bothers some folks. Some of you are so scared to live that you just can't even hardly breathe. I mean, just things all just surrounding you, took and just overcoming you, that you're not even living. You're just in such fear. God's before you. Amen. That's how he was persuaded. Look over in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 52. So if you ever get to thinking about verses, I don't know about all that. Well, how in the world? Let the Bible confirm it to you. God doesn't leave us hanging on a limb hoping that we're going to be all right. Isaiah 52. When he said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you," he meant it. When he says, "Nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord," he means it. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse number 12, the Bible says, "Therefore ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you." Well, we just saw that there in Deuteronomy 1:30. God just wanted to confirm it again, but he didn't stop there. "And the God of Israel shall be your re-reward." That's your behind. That's the six. He's got your six. He's got your back. That's behind. The re-reward. That's, so he's before. Oh, come on, preacher. God's before me and now he's behind me. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. That's why when he gave us the armor there in Ephesians, that there's no armor in the back, because he's got our back. Hey, listen, if God sends you somewhere and tells you to get down here and go this way, don't worry about the back. You know, when some of us are not doing so well, we're always looking over our shoulder. When you look over your shoulder, guess what happens? Trip over your feet. He's got your back. You know what Paul was persuaded? Things to come, things present. He knew who was watching his back. I'm to be honest with you, dear friend, in the military, when you're a point man and you're out there on point, it's good to know you got somebody watching your back. They're glad they got you up front. But it's good to know somebody's got your back. You know, Christian, it's good to know that we are saved and we're born again because we're passed from life and death because we love the brethren. That means we should have each other's back, Amen. Not devouring one another.
Amen.
Not devouring each other because God has our back. So you want to be fully persuaded, you got to get in the Bible, get to study these things, be looking around and say, God's before me, God's behind me. That's how Paul was persuaded. Look with me over in Psalms chapter 18. Psalms chapter number 18. Psalms 18 and verse number 16. The Bible says in Psalms 18 and verse number 16, He sent from above. This is talking about the Lord. We know that because of verse 15. He sent from above and He took me. He drew me up out of many waters. So now, the Bible says the Lord's before me. He's behind me. And He's above me. You know where Paul was persuaded in all those areas? The Lord was before him. The Lord was behind him. You know why the Bible went on to say that nothing shall separate us from the love of God? You know why the Bible says that I'm in my Father's hand, you're in my hand, I'm in my Father's hand, and no man shall pluck you out? He's before me. He's behind me. Now the Bible says He's above. Well, preacher, we knew that. Oh, what theological sermon you've been listening to. We knew God was in heaven. This is not what He's talking about here, dear friend. God is near.
Amen.
Sometimes there's another one. Well, God's up in the third heaven. What? Know you not? This body, which is not yours, it's bought with a price. It's the temple of God.
Amen.
He's before me, He's behind me, He's above me, now He's in me.
Amen.
That's why Paul was persuaded, dear friend. This is why Paul was persuaded. And the troubles you're going through now, whatever the troubles are, know that God's before you, He's behind you, He's above you, He's within you. Deuteronomy chapter 33. I am persuaded. I hope you leave tonight persuaded. Whatever struggle you're digging in. I'm telling you what, the devil's whispering in your ear, telling you you're falling beneath the load, you're crumbling, you can't take another step. Deuteronomy 33. Verse number 27. Deuteronomy 33, verse number 27. The Bible says, the eternal God is thy refuge. Deuteronomy 33 and 27. The eternal God is thy refuge. And listen to this. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Oh, Lord. When you can't take another step and you fall beneath the weight of the burden that's upon you, underneath are the everlasting arms.
Amen.
He's before me, showing me where to go, how to go, what to do, how to handle it. He's behind me, push me. I know you can do this, son. Come on, take another step. He's above me, grabs me by the collar and says, hey, I've got you. Stand up straight. Let's go. You're my representative, my ambassador. Oh, I just can't. Hey, I'm within you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I am within you.
Amen.
Buck up and bow up. And when you just can't handle it no more, He says, I'll carry you.
Amen.
Underneath you, the everlasting arms. Paul was persuaded. God before him, God behind him, God above him, God underneath him, God within him. Psalms chapter 125. Preacher, can God be anywhere else? God wants you to be persuaded. Psalm 125. Verse 2. Psalm 125, verse number 2. Said, I don't know if you can call this a sermon or what, but I do know this. When you dig into the Word of God, you get food.
Amen.
You get strength. You get understanding. Psalm 125, verse 2, the Bible says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth, even forever. Well, as far as I can tell, I'm still in the ever.
Amen.
He's before me, behind me, above me, underneath me, within me, all around
me. Amen.
So when God says, nothing can separate you from my love, dear friend, he meant it. And that heartache you're carrying right now, that burden, that troublesome spirit that's riding upon you, the winds howling, sins from the past like a wolf barking at you, telling you how sorry you are and how no good you are and you can't do this and you're not able to do that and you're just wore out and wore down. And you look at verses like Romans chapter 8, verse 38, you says, how can Paul be persuaded? Paul knew Bible. And the Bible says that our God, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And He gave some awful things, some powerful things, some things that we can't even understand many times. And then He gives us all these verses. And I'll be honest with you, dear friend, I could go many, many more. I could go on. I can keep you here and we can keep looking at Scripture. But dear friend, if you don't got it with this little much, it's because your eyes are upon the problem.
Amen.
And not upon God. And when your eyes are not upon God, dear friend, your problems are great and mighty and terrible. And they do beat upon you and they do wear you out. But the problem is you've built upon sand. And not upon a firm foundation. The firm foundation is the Word of God. So when you look out there and it seems drear, it seems dark, it seems like there's nothing that you can see, God's before you. You get looking around in the back and you say, I don't know, I think I don't know, nobody's here with me, I'm all alone. You ever felt alone? He's behind you. He's above you. He's beneath you. He'll carry you. He's within you. He's all around you. Get your eyes fixated on God. And then you'll become persuaded. Well, Jim, come on. Let's sing a verse of invitation. Sister Lois, let's play a little bit. Somebody's probably got a little heartache, trouble. And the devil's not told them that God's Word is not capable of helping you. But tonight, I've given you some verses that help you to understand you can be persuaded in the midst of your trouble.